AFib and the COVID connection. I'm Pat Farnak with the WCBS Health and Wellbeing Report, sponsored by Valley Health System, enhancing the health and well-being of Northern New Jersey. Cardiologist Dr. James Freeman directs the Cardiac Electrophysiology Laboratories at Yale Medicine. He has some worrying links between COVID and atrial fibrillation.
The risk of doing poorly with the COVID is substantially higher, that there's an increased risk of death and longer hospitalizations in patients who have both coronavirus and atrial fibrillation. There's also been some newer data that even in the general population who may not have gotten COVID, the risk of atrial fibrillation may have gone up during the COVID era. So people were exercising a little less. People were drinking more alcohol during that period. People were more sedentary. Gaining weight may have led to an epidemiologic increase in AFib.
The entire interview at WCBS880.com/health. I'm Pat Farnak, WCBS News Radio 880.